Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. You've heard me talk before about what I call the matchback principle. What I usually say is when you are grateful for something, the more grateful you are, the more you have to be grateful for. What you put out, you get back. Oftentimes, what I mean by that is that when you are grateful for things, it actually opens your eyes to more things to be grateful for. But in addition to that, when you are grateful for things in your life, the more abundance comes your way. So it works both ways with the matchback principle. I want to talk about another principle, and it's called the law of attraction. I'm sure you've heard of it before. But the law of attraction is very similar to the matchback principle in that I send out a request, let's say to the universe, that I want something that is going to come back to me as long as I stay in the vibration of that attraction, as long as I attract those things to me. I hope that makes sense. It's a little challenging for me to describe, I'll be honest, and I don't want to take up too much time because I want to get to our breath work. But if you think about it like a radio, if you are wanting to listen to the music that they play on 101 FM, you wouldn't set your radio to 93.5. You would set your radio to 101. And it's the same kind of way. When you send out a request to the universe for something that you want, you're saying, I'm going to be on this channel, on this frequency. And the law of the attraction says, cool, stay there and it'll come to you. So our challenge is to make sure we stay in that vibrational space. It's our job to hold ourselves consistently in harmony with the desires that we have in order to actually manifest them. And that is the law of attraction. And that, my wonderful friends, is what we're going to be talking about this week in our Daily Breath. Today, we're going to start by connecting not to a desire of our heart, but actually to who we are at our heart and at our core. And then we are going to get into alignment or vibration with our inner being by taking some breaths. So let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that again. Deep breath in and all the way out. Deep breath in and really clear everything out that doesn't serve you. One last time, deep breath in and let it all go. That's it. Now let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through our nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. 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 Continue breathing. And as you breathe, relax into whatever breath pattern you naturally take. Make sure that we're not stressed out about how we're breathing, but we're just paying attention to the fact that we're breathing. We're opening our consciousness. We're opening our awareness of what's happening while we're breathing. That's it. It's quite simple. What's happening? Are your lungs expanding and contracting? Can you feel your breath in your stomach? Are your shoulders moving? What does the air feel like as it enters and exits your nostrils? Is it cooler in one direction than the other? You're just allowing yourself to breathe. There's so much we don't have to work on. Just allow it to happen. Just like by taking this time for yourself, all of a sudden, you're connected. All of a sudden, you're more in tune with your true self, your inner being, your higher self. And it feels incredible. It feels safe. And that's why we affirm and we say in our mind, I am safe. I am protected. I am healthy and whole. I am enough. I am so grateful for a new day, and I cannot wait to participate in whatever unfolds. Now, when you're ready, open your eyes. And I want to encourage you to think of some things that make you feel good. What would make you feel good? Usually we only want something because we know it's going to bring us joy. So when you decide that you want something and you imagine what it'll feel like when you get it, hang on to that feeling, because cluing into what we're going to talk about this week, that's how we stay in the vibration of that thing. As we stay in the joy of it, we stay in the emotion of it, as if we already had it. Now, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, you go kick some ass.